The great things in life are typically not free. And guess what? They're not easy. Take Twitter, for example. Because it's a free social platform, many people think it will be quick and easy to become successful. Therefore, they approach Twitter the wrong way. Now, while the interface is easy to use and the methodology behind Twitter isn't that difficult, becoming a successful Twitter marketer or user is quite the opposite. That's why today in episode 3, I want to talk about 8 legitimate steps to gain more Twitter followers and to help you increase your reach as well as your business ROI.
Welcome to Smarketing Smarts, a podcast for those people in sales and marketing.
What's up? Okay, today on episode 3, we're going to talk about 8 legitimate steps to gain more Twitter followers. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump into this great content. Tip number 1, you need to share valuable content. The first place to start is by understanding your job on Twitter. It's not to be a salesperson. A better way to think of this platform, Twitter, is that you're a teacher or even an assistant teacher. Your job is to take information you find on other blogs, social platforms, books, podcasts, and other resources you find out there online, and then share them. Make sure they're relevant and interesting, and then share them to your community. If you follow this structure, you're going to be a Twitter hero. You, of course, will want to share your own content as well. But be careful. You don't want to be that self-promoting pain in the... Well, let's just say you don't want to be that jerk. You can sprinkle in your own blog posts and landing pages, you know, your offers, of course, into the rest of this information you're posting. And honestly, a good rule of thumb is maybe share 20 or 30% of your stuff and 70 to 80% that is just other relevant content or interesting information that you find online. Now, a little side note is that you do want to watch for this right here. Share relevant content, but be careful that you're not pushing your community towards your competitors. Now, tip number 2, create an avatar of yourself. I can't tell you how many times I've passed up a Twitter handle that uses a company logo, Snoopy, SpongeBob, or worse yet, the Twitter egg icon. When I see things like this, I'm naturally not thinking that there's a human on the other end. I know many people are being creative, cute, or in some cases, they're just being lazy, you Twitter eggheads. Your avatar should be you. It should be a human being, because it's the first impression that you're giving your new and potential followers. So, just be you. Tip number 3, create an exciting bio. Here's the second thing that I always look at. When I don't see a bio, I'm out of there. I leave that handle, no follow, no retweet, no fave. And if I see a bio that reads something like this, I like long walks on the beach, blah, 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 I'm gone. I leave that handle. Again, no follow, no favorite, no retweet. Now, if the bio captures my interest, gives me quality information about the human being running the account, and directs me somewhere else where I can learn more about them, guess what? Follow! I'm in. I may even retweet some of their content or favorite something that they've said. Tip number 4, use a hyperlink in your bio. Now, I quickly mentioned this, you know, just previously in the tip that I mentioned, but I think it deserves more detail. If at the end of your bio you supply a URL or a hyperlink to a page that contains more information about yourself, well, it allows me to get to know you. And if I know you better, I begin to trust you. And then if I trust you, hey, I'm more inclined to retweet your content, sign up for your blog or newsletter, and even purchase items you may be selling. So to say this part is important, well, it's kind of an understatement. Put the hyperlink in your bio. Tip number 5, keep tweets around 100 characters. Now, I know that you have 140 characters, well, depending if you're using an image, but listen, keep your tweets around 100 characters. There's several reasons for this. Attention spans are decreasing. What was I saying? Oh yeah, attention spans are decreasing. What was I saying? Anyway, I'm just joking. If I ramble on too long, readers or followers are already looking at the next tweet in their feed. The reason I bring this up, however, is that 100 characters, you have made it easier for me to retweet your content. If I have to work at rewording or reworking the content, guess what? No retweet. That's not good for you because now your content is not getting shared with my community or potentially many others. So keep it short and simple. Tip number 6, reply in public. One great way for people to know that, you know, you're that human being and that you are engaged is to let them see your candid conversations. This is why I suggest that you thank people in public instead of a direct message. If you use a direct message, only one person sees your response. However, when you reply in public, your community, as well as the community of person you are responding to, sees the reply. Tip number 7, retweet to get retweeted. Don't be a beggar. Hey, this one could be a very important tip. If you end your tweet with, "Please retweet this," I'm probably not going to. Now, I know many people say that if you do this, people will retweet it. Maybe I'm just the polar opposite of normal, but let me explain why. You just wasted around 19 or 21 characters that I could have used to retweet it. Second of all, if you need to ask, it makes me wonder about the content behind the link. Again, if I have to wonder or think, then I'm not going to click and read the content. Again, it comes back to making it simple and making it easy. Now, hey, and you could try making it interesting. Tip number 8, do not auto-respond. I can't stand auto-responds. It gives me that same feeling when I've been on a blind date and in the first 10 minutes I'm asking myself, "What am I doing here?" You know, that uneasy feeling in your gut, the one that makes me want to unfollow this handle? Well, if you're using an auto-responder, go right now, well, wait till the end of the podcast, but go and shut it off as soon as possible. Well, actually, maybe just stop listening to this podcast and go shut it off now. I'm just joking. But really, you could, because we're pretty much at the end of the 8 tips. Now, are there other tips that you use? If so, I'd love to hear about them. You can either comment on the blog article, which is located at wildboy.co/blog, 8 legitimate steps to gain more Twitter follows. And by the way, I'll put a link in the show notes of this podcast. Or you can even leave a comment on the show notes of the podcast. And guess what? You can even leave a comment on my Twitter, which is at George B. Thomas. Well, until next week, I'll wrap with you guys later.